You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
I am the Associate Director of the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and it is a joy to be with you today. And I am here with our Director of the Office, my co-host, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
Good morning, Kate, and good morning to all of you who are listening to us this morning on AM 820. And welcome to the Light Show. As Kate mentioned, we are the people who are responsible for the Catholic Church's outreach in the Archdiocese of Chicago to those in their 20s and 30s. Both married and single, young adults. And Kate, I think today we're going to have some fun.
I sure hope so. And our listeners, we hope you're in for a treat, and we hope you'll join our conversation.
Yes, this is going to be what we call an all-skate. We need a lot of participation today. we're going to focus on saints. I love the month of November. To me, it's a very, very Catholic month. Not that the other 11 aren't, but it begins with the Feast of All the Saints. The next day, all the souls for those who have gone before us, we commend to the loving mercy of our God. There's Thanksgiving, and in some years, even the first Sunday of Advent works its way in at the end of November. So there's a lot of Catholic things that go on. And so today we want to rewind to the first day of November from the 14th day of November and go back 2 weeks. And we're going to have a focus today on saints. And we're going to have a little fun with that. And here's what we'd like from you who are our listeners today. We were privileged to put out to an email to over 5,000 young adults who are on our email list two questions. Who's your favorite saint and why? And then the second one is, who in your everyday life has been a saint, in quotes, to you, and how come? So in the everyday life, we're looking for those people who are probably not the canonized official ones, but those who have impacted and continue to impact your life. And then that very first question is, who's your favorite saint in the Catholic Church and why? And in order to do that, we're going to ask you to call in, and we're going to share some of those as we move through the wonderful saints that are a part of our Catholic Church.
And you can reach us right here at the studio by calling 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. Who's your favorite saint? Who's your favorite canonized saint? And who's the favorite saint in your life today? And we thought we'd start out by just defining what a saint is. According to the official church definition, we are talking about those recognized by the church as persons who have lived a very holy life, who now share the face-to-face experience of the presence of God, and who may be publicly venerated by the faithful. So officially, we're talking about those who have just been really holy people, have lived great lives, and the Pope has indeed said they are worthy to be venerated, and they are among those that we call saints. They have really, really lived exemplary lives. And unofficially, who are the people in our lives, living or deceased, who have made a wonderful difference? Right. We know that there have been, you know, around 10,000 people named saints over the years, somewhere around there, but there are so, so many others who have lived holy lives but didn't have the honor of being declared a saint by the church. So let's recognize all of the saints of our lives today.
And Kate, where do you think in the Catholic tradition, dating back to, obviously, the times of Christ, the apostolic times, and the times of the development of what we would call our New Testament, Gospels and Epistles. Where does the word saint first appear?
Actually, St. Paul speaks of angels twice in scriptures, and angels and saints working together. In the second book of Corinthians, chapter 13, he opens with, "Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss, and all the saints greet you." And interestingly, on the flip side, when he writes Ephesians, he ends the chapter. Actually, I did that backwards. Corinthians, he ends the chapter with the blessing. And Ephesians, he begins the book, chapter 1, verse 1. "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God." So very cool. Paul was speaking about the saints in his midst, and he understood.
Sure. The people he discovered in Ephesus, and those were the people he discovered as he proclaimed the risen Christ, as he wandered around the Mediterranean area, Ephesus, Corinth, Thessalonica, all the different places, and he pointed out the people who were of great virtue.
Yes.
And he called them the saints. And so that's the beginning of this great tradition we have.
Yes.
And so today we want to know, how have they impacted us? Who are our favorite saints? The saints of the Holy Roman Catholic Church, and those people in everyday life who we give the title saint, probably with a small s.
Yes.
So the big S saints and little s saints. And if you've got those in your life, how about giving us a call at...
The number is 312-751-1979. Again, 751-1979. And I suspect that some of us have icons and statues and medals of saints roaming around our home. And roaming around our homes. And I'm looking in the studio here. We have a statue just facing me, and I believe it is St. Clair. Is that right, Father Cusick? I believe
it.
Jim Dish, our producer, is saying, yes, indeed. St. Clair, who traveled in Assisi and began the Second Order of Franciscans, is right here in our midst.
And my guess is that she has something to do with being the patroness of communicators.
Of television.
The patron saint of television.
There you go.
Little did
there
we know. And here we thought television came from the 1950s.
Right.
Little
not that she saw it, but
know.
She bilocated. She
Very
could.
Good.
She had visions of things happening.
Kate, I think Joseph is on the line. And Joseph, I understand you have a favorite saint you're going to share with us early on in our show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
How are you?
I'm okay.
That's a good thing. All right, Joseph. Let us have it. Favorite saint.
My favorite saint, okay, the Lily Flower Saint.
Ah. Joseph, we have a lot in common. That's one of mine, too. Now, tell me about the Little Flower, as she is someone who has had an impact on your life.
Well, first of all, I read her book, her autobiography.
Yes, of the Little Flower.
The Little Flower, okay. And then she became my favorite saint. So whenever I needed something, I would ask her, and she would kind of, deliver it to me.
Yes.
I mean, within reasons, right? So.
Right.
And that's why I feel so attracted to her.
That's wonderful.
To her devotion, right?
And I am a graduate, Joseph, of Little Flower Grammar School, St. Therese of the Infant Jesus, on the south side of Chicago. It's a closed parish now. But as a young boy, starting in first grade, of course, in our schools, we learned about the Little Flower, and she was so young. Mm. And she wrote these wonderful, wonderful letters, and she had very, very fragile health, and she died almost before she had an opportunity to live. And she was just filled with God's grace and God's sanctity, and she's someone I've looked up to all my life.
Yeah, she died in 1897, right?
Yes, she did. She was born in 1873 and she died in 1897. 24 years old.
24 years old. Uh-huh. She was a young adult saint. There you go. Terrific.
Wow.
Joseph, thank you.
And then the second thing I'd like to mention is why I feel that I've done something kind of very important for my spiritual life. Let's put it that way. That when my wife was very sick and dying, I had a home, in a hospice situation, and so I helped her quite a bit, and that makes me feel that I you know, I did something very, very important
for me. You did a wonderful, yeah, and in many ways you were a saint and an angel to your wife as you prepared her to go off to the eternal love and mercy of our God.
Uh-huh.
Terrific.
That's it.
Joseph, we'll pray for your wife because this is the month we also pray for the holy souls.
Uh-huh.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
And I hope you have a good Thanksgiving next week.
Thank you, Doctor.
Be blessed, Joseph. Thank you. And we're going to be right back, Kate.
Am I correct? So be thinking about who your favorite saint is and get ready to give us a call right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820, 312-751-1979.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe and help them succeed in school.
We teach homeless women a useful craft and pay them a living wage.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, break the cycle of poverty, and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
You're listening to The Light Show on Relevant Radio. Your support this week of Relevant Radio is a direct way of participating in what Pope John Paul II defined as the new evangelization. By reaching thousands of Chicago listeners each day through these powerful airwaves, those who are drawn to the Catholic Church or even have a curiosity can learn about the glorious promise, hope, and truth of Christ's love for all of us. Please support the station that supports your faith. Call 1-877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. If you're a first-time donor and call during this hour, your donation will be matched 2-for-1. That means your donation will be tripled. Call now, 877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. Thanks for your support of Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to more of The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Kate DeVries right here on Relevant Radio. And as you just heard in over the break, it is fundraising week for Relevant Radio, and we do really rely upon your support to continue broadcasting. So if there is a way that you can assist our efforts, we would be grateful, and you'll continue to hear opportunities and ways that you can make those pledges. So
and Kate, we're focusing on saints, and we just heard from Joseph. And Joe, we're going to get to you in the Country Club Estates in just a minute, but in preparation for our show today, we sent an email request out to the young adults in their 20s and 30s who are on our email list. We keep about 5,000 names
over,
on that 5, list.
Oh, yeah, 5,200 right
5,200.
Now.
And
growing.
If you'd like to, if you're a young adult in your 20s and 30s, whether you be married or single and you want to get on that list to receive emails about things that are going on and ways that we can be of support and you can help us. If you go to our website at www.yamchicago.org, you can click on the appropriate way to be added to that email list. Now, we ask people two questions. Who's your favorite saint and why? And who in your everyday life has been a saint to you and how come that is? And we've got some wonderful, wonderful responses. Here's one. Favorite saint, Saint Jude, the patron saint of lost causes. I say hello daily. I thought that was made an awful lot of wonderful things. Here's one. My favorite saint is Saint Bernadette. I can recall seeing the movie The Song of Bernadette, and I was looking for a name for my confirmation. After I saw that movie and realized that she was in some ways the black sheep, that she came from a poor background like my family and me, I knew it was meant for me to have her name. I chose Saint Bernadette as my patron saint, and she still plays an active role in my life every day. I'm proud to have the name Renee Elizabeth Bernadette. Here's one that's very interesting. Saint Hildegard of Bingen, B-I-N-G-E-N. And in parentheses, Marco writes, okay, so she's only recognized as a saint in Germany, who lived from 1098 to 1179, was a visionary writer, composer, artist, and because of her writings, along with the blessing of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, she was literally the rock star of her day, traveling all over Europe with the blessing of the Pope and performing her music as well as reading her poetry. She was the abbess of two monasteries at a time and when few women were given any respect and was asked for consultations with bishops, popes, and kings. She truly should be the real patron saint of musicians, as she was one, and as someone who really knew about that, unlike Saint Cecilia, whose biography is sketchy at best. Saint Hildegard of Bingen, how about that?
That's a great one. One of the things that I love about the saints is they come from all walks of life. There's no template that makes a saint. So we see so many different aspects of really, really great people doing amazing things. And out of the book All Saints by Robert Ellsberg, there's a great little quote here that some saints are renowned for contemplation, others for action. Some played a public role while others spent their lives in quiet obscurity. Some demonstrated the vitality of ancient traditions, while others were pioneers, chartering new possibilities in the spiritual life. Some received recognition and honor within their lifetimes. Others were scorned and even persecuted. And there's so much to be learned from the saints, but to truly give up your life for the faith, that's a pretty powerful statement.
Hey, Joe, we've left you hanging out there in Country Club Hills. How are you?
Just fine. We're doing fine. Just came back from 8:30 Mass, heard you guys on the radio.
There you go.
Coming home.
Good morning, Joe.
And I belong to Infant Jesus of Prague Parish in Flossmore.
In mighty Flossmore. How about that?
Sir.
Great. And Joe, it says here that you've got a couple saints that have influenced and impacted your life.
Well, there are two.
Okay.
First one is St. Peter. St. Peter was very human.
Oh, was he
and
ever.
And at the same time, he did some pretty goofy things in the Bible. You know, he cut a person's ear off.
Yeah.
He actually challenged our Lord Christ, walking on the water. He saw Jesus walking on the water, and he says, hey, how about me? You know, so yeah, he says, come on, go on out there. Once he's there, he's like, wow, what am I doing? And he starts to sing.
So
he was the one who said, you are the Christ. So although he was very human, he had a very strong faith.
Absolutely.
And so I think he's a great model for us today. The other one is St. Paul. St. Paul started out persecuting Christians.
Yes.
I mean, he was pretty rotten. And, you know, once he had, you know, once he was struck by the light, or he saw the light, if you want to put it that way, he saw the evil of his ways, and he became one of our better Bible writers, right? I think that shows that there's hope for all of us.
Absolutely.
No matter how bad, how evil we were, we can always change, and God is willing to accept us.
And you know, Joe, what's key about both of those saints, Peter and Paul, is they did some horrible screw-ups, and they were still called to God's grace.
Correct.
The past is not held by God. It doesn't hold us to our past. God calls us to who we can be. And I always love that image. I always call it the first encounter with Jesus and Peter after the resurrection. And the last encounter was while Peter's warming his hands, he says, I don't know the guy, and he splits.
Right.
And the next one is eyeball to eyeball in John's gospel. It says, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And it was the healing process of the Lord Jesus calling Peter to feed my lambs and feed my sheep. And what a wonderful thing, you know, that we are all called to be heroic. Whatever we were in the past is not as important as what we can be in the future. And we're all called to be saints.
That's a fact.
Terrific.
Now, I also have two present-day people
okay.
who I consider to be saints. And I'm kind of a mama's boy. My mother,
okay.
I feel, was a saint. I think our Lord God gives all mothers special graces to allow them.
They'd have to put up with us, huh?
Exactly. And the other one, this is kind of cheating, I guess, but
okay.
Father John Carapi happens to be a friend of mine.
There you go.
And his history is extreme also.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, I think that simply for what he's done with the Catechism of the Catholic Church, at some point, if he had done this 100 years ago, he would have been declared a doctor of the faith.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Sure. And he's somebody who's got a tremendous influence on an awful lot of people these days.
Right, and he needs a lot of prayers because he's sick right now.
Okay, well, we're going to make sure that those prayers go out to the Lord God to wrap Father Garapi in God's love.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and Joe, while we've got you on the line, I'm going to ask everybody who's listening a question. And it's based on your second response here. In the email responses we have received, and we have a whole stack of them here, who do people think the most everyday saint, who was mentioned as the most everyday saint by people? We're going to just let you go with that, but that your two responses trigger that in my mind, and it'd be an interesting question for people to call in. Out of all the people that have interfaced in our life and those who have responded to us, who is the person or the role model or the lifestyle that was most mentioned as an everyday saint? Joe, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving next week and pray for us.
And you are listening to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, AM 820. We need to go to a break. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
The Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, teachers and educators, women of faith and vision in healthcare, and engaged in parish ministry.
If I met a young woman who told me she was going to come to the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, I would say that I am so happy for you and that I think you're very blessed that God has called you. Be ready for a life of wonderful surprises.
Have you ever thought of that in all that you think of becoming and doing? Have you ever thought of giving your life to God and doing His work?
The Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity, Roman Catholic women religious called to be. The world needs you, God calls you, and we invite you. Visit fscc-calledtobe.org. That's fscc-calledtobe.org.
Call to be.
You're listening to Talk Radio for Catholic Life in Chicago. Where else on the Chicago radio dial do you hear discussions of catechesis, family ministry, pro-life legislation, and matters of social justice? Nowhere. But Relevant Radio gives you that option through the Catholic Community of Faith and other programs heard during the course of the week. If these subjects matter to you, it's important you show your support through a generous tax-deductible donation today. Call 1-877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. If you're a first-time donor and call during this hour, your donation will be matched 2-for-1. That means your donation will be tripled. Call now, 877-291-0123, or visit relevantradio.com. Thanks for your support of Relevant Radio.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And if you are a young adult or you know a young adult who can benefit from some of the work that we do, we invite you to either give us a call at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473, or zip us an email, yam@yamchicago.org. Again, yam@yamchicago.org. And we strongly encourage people to jump onto our website to see our list of events and happenings for people in their 20s and 30s. And that address is yamchicago.org. And we also want to send out a sincere thank you to the Franciscan Sisters of Christian Charity and the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. They are the order that are sponsoring today's show, and we are sincerely grateful that they are helping to bring this show to you today. The Franciscan Sisters can be reached through their website at fscc-calledtobe.org. Again, fscc-calledtobe.org. And you can reach the Franciscan Friars at franciscan-friars.org. Again, franciscan-friars.org. And if St. Francis of Assisi is your favorite saint, we did an entire show on the Franciscan spirituality and St. Francis last month, and you can find all of our past radio shows on our website, yamchicago.org.
And those radio shows, past radio shows, are downloadable, so you're able to, if you have access to an MP3 player or even just a computer, you can download those shows and listen to them at work or put them in any type of an iPod and take them for your walk, for your run. If you're going to the gym, working out, whatever, you can get a little Catholic culture as you do that. And today we're playing with a wonderful part of our Catholic culture. When I say playing, I don't mean that in a demeaning kind of a way. We're focusing on our saints, which to me really are just marvelous women and men. And as Kate mentioned early on in our show, there's over 10,000 people who have been canonized by our church as women and men outstanding in holiness, the way they lived their lives, the way they impacted the world in which they lived, how they incarnated Christ in the world. And we're just toying with today, asking you who your favorite saint is. If you don't have an opportunity to call in, or you might have downloaded this to your iPod or your computer, just focus on that for a moment. Who in out of our wonderful religious tradition do you look up to that influences a little bit of your life, so on and so forth, because that's the great collection of our church. And we asked young adults who some of those were, and we keep sharing a few of these with you. Nina or Nina said, "My favorite saint is St. Elizabeth Ann Seton." And we have a parish in the diocese, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And Nina writes, "Throughout her life, she served many different roles, wife, mother, teacher, and founder of a school. Although several saints have been married, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton stands out to me as a saint who had children of her own. I am a teacher and on my way to being a wife. After that, I hope to have children. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton has truly been a role model for me, and I can only hope to serve Christ's people as selflessly as she did." Here's probably next to St. Francis, who gets all the votes, Kate.
A lot of the votes. He's up there in the top
right
three.
Up
he's up there.
And here is a wonderful answer to who's your favorite saint. Without any doubt, it's the queen of all saints, Mary. From the Annunciation on, we see a young woman who is attentive to the needs of others and loves helping people. She answers yes to God's call and went in haste to help Elizabeth in her need. Mary forgets about herself and helps without being asked. At the presentation, she knew that life wouldn't be easy and she wouldn't get much support. So we can thank St. Joseph for protecting her when she was in danger. Moving on to Cana, she desires to help people and brought the people's needs to Jesus. Later, We see her assumption, and she leaves death behind her forever. Even today, she continues her ministry as a beautiful lady. She saved Pope John Paul's life and is always there when people need someone to listen and gives dependable guidance. In doubt, distress, and despair, think of Mary. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing that with us.
Great. And now we have James calling from Bourbonnais. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, and thanks for your patience. James, you have a favorite saint?
Yes, I do. First, I want to give a shout-out to Father John. I was an old St. Pat's parishioner with my wife. It was a great experience before we moved down to Bourbonnais and had a bunch of kids. So
wonderful. Now, what years were you living in Chicago, James?
So it was right before, like up until 2002.
Wonderful. Well, we hope that you're doing well in Bourbonnais.
Thank you.
Great.
On the note of the saints, one of them that's been inspirational for me was St. Augustine.
Ah.
The reason I was a cradle Catholic, but I never was, you know, on fire until like my late 20s, and it was kind of funny that I read the Confessions of Augustine right at the same time, and he was a convert, like at his early 30s as well. But I found like when you're trying to wrestle with yourself and, you know, you rationalize versus secularism versus doing what's right, and he was doing all those same things back at the year, you know, 350, and basically his life could be almost similar to what young people face today.
Absolutely.
No changes, basically. Same right. Stories you tell with your friends, same kind of, you know, crazy things kids do, he was doing back then. So
sure.
That's the person.
Good. And I would like to suggest, James, that St. Augustine, along with someone else, should be the patron saint of young adults. I really believe that you're right. Augustine led a wild life. And actually, his mother became a saint, St. Monica, because her whole life she was praying for her son and for her son to see the light of Christ. And I think that I remember as a young man reading the Confessions of St. Augustine, and I was very, very impacted by that. The second one I'd like to suggest to you as well and to our listeners is someone who is not on the official list of canonized saints, but somebody who, as a young adult, was just struggling deeply and intensely with life, and that was Thomas Merton, who became the very famous and prolific writer who was in the Trappist community at the Gethsemane Monastery. My dad, God rest his soul, remembered working with Thomas Merton at the World's Fair in Chicago, I believe in 1939. And Merton was basically an agnostic. He fought organized religion. He became a cynic. And yet, if you read The Seven-Story Mountain, which is really sort of autobiographical, you see the wrestlings and the struggles that this young man, as he came to Christ, came to the priesthood, and became one of the great ambassadors through his writings to the world. And so St. Augustine and, to me, Thomas Merton are the saints for young adults.
I'll look it up.
Okay, please do. You'll find that interesting.
Thomas Merton was a Trappist who lived from 1915 to 1968. And just a quick quote, "The Christian life, and especially the contemplative life, is a continual discovery of Christ in new and unexpected places."
James, we wish you well. Blessings to your wife and to your children. And may the up-and-coming holiday season bring Christ deeply into your life.
Thank you, Father.
Peace.
Thanks, James. And now we need to go to a break, but we still invite your calls. We've got another half hour coming up to hear more about the saints of our lives. Give us a call here at 312-751-1979, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
You're listening to The Light Show on Relevant Radio. Your support this week of Relevant Radio is a direct way of participating in what Pope John Paul II defined as the new evangelization. By reaching thousands of Chicago listeners each day through these powerful airwaves, those who are drawn to the Catholic Church or even have a curiosity can learn about the glorious promise, hope, and truth of Christ's love for all of us. Please support the station that supports your faith. Call 1-877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. If you're a first-time donor and call during this hour, your donation will be matched 2-for-1. That means your donation will be tripled. Call now, 877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. Thanks for your support of Relevant Radio. You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick and Dr. Kate DeVries from the Young Adult Ministry Office. And again, if there are anybody in their 20s and 30s that you know who might benefit from the work of the office, please put them in contact with us. We can always be reached through our website, and all of the details of programs that we run are on the website, yamchicago.org.
In this month of November today, our radio show is focusing on our saints. And we've got two levels of saints in the church, those who are the official canonized 10,000-plus women and men who have lived throughout the 2,000-year history of Catholicism, and the other are those ordinary people who have impacted our lives. Who do you think was the most mentioned person as one of the ordinary saints of daily life? And this is in a little bit of an unprofessional survey that we took among young adults. But we also got some wonderful experiences of saints. Brendan writes that his favorite saint is Saint Brendan. Imagine that.
There you go.
And it sounds like, Kate, the reason he says this is it's got an awful lot to do with the way many younger people today lead their lives. It says, Saint Brendan, patron of the traveler, people changing their lives and moving around. Mm. That is sort of the unsettled years when people are trying to find their place in life. And Brendan writes that St. Brendan is also noted for his great courage, and I think that's an important one. You mentioned, Kate, that the most often named saint in our church was St. Francis of Assisi. And Madeline writes in a simple way, my favorite saint is St. Francis of Assisi because he made the secular holy. Isn't that the call of Christ? So much of what Christ did was, as somebody once said, people came to God, came to Jesus with God in their pockets and their pockets sewn tight. And Jesus just opened up to people the presence of God and the routine of their ordinary lives.
Absolutely. And while every person who is canonized is indeed a saint, not every holy person has been canonized. We know in our midst we have living saints today. We probably all know a saint, and our church calls us all to be saints. As a matter of fact, at our baptism, we are called to be saints, to be holy people, and to move toward building the kingdom
Absolutely.
Of God.
Absolutely. That's our destiny.
Okay, and now on the phone we have Marie from Chicago. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thanks. I have three special saints as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent.
Okay.
Let's have them.
Marie, let's rank them, Marie, in the order of importance in your life.
Well, always number one would be the Blessed Mother.
There you go. Okay.
In kindergarten, they allowed the children to crown the Blessed Mother all through the year. This one nun did. And she brought the love of the Blessed Mother so deeply within her heart.
Mm. Yeah.
I ended up with rheumatic fever and could not crown her.
Oh.
So my mother ended up calling up the nun, and she said, I don't know what to do with her. She's so upset. She wanted to call the Blessed Mother, please talk to her, because the doctor said she's got to rest. And I was, like, uncontrollable for days.
Oh.
So anyway, I never got to crown her, but that nun had sent scapulars and holy cards and medals, and I'll never forget that. Also, St. Anthony.
Sometimes something goes
wrong. I keep praying to him for the right path to find different things and so forth. Also, Padre Pio.
Ah, we've got that on a couple people, too.
My family had the global Padre Pio come to my niece's bedside when she was borne down with a heart problem.
Wow.
And the man that brought the glove became a late ordained priest at the age of 54.
Oh, how wonderful.
And I thank God for all the saints at all times, especially the Blessed Mother.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I like to think, Marie, that, you know, using a secular word to help us understand and appreciate this, our saints are our heroes. These are the people who live life so well that we look up to them and we give them the fancy name saint, and that's so special. But the Blessed Mother, Padre Pio, the number of people that the man touched and all the time he spent hearing people's confessions and bringing them to Christ, we're sort of a lucky people, wouldn't you think?
Well, in a spiritual way, they also know our sins and our weaknesses. I really feel that.
Right.
And the Blessed Mother loves her children so much.
Yes, right. And I thank you, Marie, for giving us your top three. How about that?
God bless you.
Okay, thank and you, you do good you things too. For God, and have a great Thanksgiving. Very good. And another one, Kate, that comes to mind we got in our email quest is from that great Jesuit priest we know, Father Patrick McGrath.
Ah.
And Father McGrath writes, Kate and John, it won't surprise you that my favorite saint is Ignatius of Loyola. Imagine that, a Jesuit having a favorite saint of Ignatius of Loyola. His practical mysticism, Father McGrath writes, has been a great source of guidance in my life. Yes, he was a mystic with a profound and direct experience of God, but he was not some sort of ethereal chap who floated 3 feet off the ground and never got his hands dirty. He was a practical mystic who offered pragmatic paths for prayer and living that assist others in their own pilgrimage of life. Father McGrath says he was so utterly convinced that we are called to be companions of Jesus, co-laborers with Jesus in our lives, that he shared that conviction in exciting and accessible ways. A maxim sometimes attributed to him captures this combination of the mystical and the practical. And this is what Ignatius said. Pray as if everything depends upon God, but work as if everything depends on you. That is a quote from St. Ignatius of Loyola.
St. Ignatius, who lived from 1491 to 1556, who also said, do all to the greater glory of God.
There you go.
So be who you are, do what you do, and give praise to God every step of the way.
And to the greater glory of God are those four little initials sometimes you see on the top of pages, AMDG, to the greater glory of God. That's the Latin for that Jesuit saying. So there we are.
Our saints...
Here is Bonnie, who writes, my favorite saint is Francis of Assisi. I grew up in a Franciscan parish and became a member of a secular Franciscan group. Through these activities, I grew to know that Francis was more than just a pal to animals, which is how he is often pictured. In a way, Francis was one of the first environmentalists, long before Al Gore. His example is a sign to how to treat material possessions and how to keep Christ first in your life. Bonnie, we thank you for that comment. And we're focusing today on the wonderful saints that are a part of our life. And I like to think, Kate, that our saints are equivalent in our popular culture to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
We have halls of fame for all kinds of athletes and writers and everything. And all I can think of is we give such honor today in our country to sports figures that you get some overgrown athlete who can hit the ball out of the ballpark more times than anyone else, and he's going to make it into the Hall of Fame, or somebody who can, with a big, strong 350-pound body, tackle another human being running at him at fast pace and say, boy, you did that so well. The Catholic Hall of Fame is the communion of saints. These are people who did life very, very well, and we can point to the different things. Caring for the earth, caring for the sick, caring for those whose lives were broken. Every experience of life, we see that these great people live the message of Christ in their lives. And for that, the church points to them and calls them blessed and calls them holy and calls them our saints.
And isn't it interesting that we have patron saints, saints who oversee particular areas in life? We have lists and lists of patron saints. For example, St. Martha being the patron saint of housewives. You remember the story of Martha and Mary. We have patron saints of different professions. St. Joseph, the patron saint of the family, patron saints for mail carriers, for millers, for miners, for missions, for motorcyclists, for musicians, patron saints of so many different walks of life. Good. But we are going to take one more break, Father Cusick. To all of our listeners, thanks so much for listening.
And then when we come back, we're going to answer the question, who is the most named saint of ordinary life that we have heard from younger people?
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Hi, this is Father Kim Studwell of the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Are you a young man discerning the direction of your life? The Spiritual Toolbox on our website is designed to help make it interactive for a young man who is seriously looking at a way of life that would be different from what he's currently experiencing. And so we bring up either actual experiences in pastoral ministry or kind of like a composite of experiences in pastoral ministry. The intent is to bring the man to a potential life situation in ministry and to encourage him to prayerfully reflect, how would I deal with this? What tools and abilities has God given you to help rebuild his church in this world? Visit us online at franciscan-friars.org. That's franciscan-friars.org. We're the Franciscan Friars of the Assumption BVM Province. Prophetic, fraternal, Franciscan.
You're listening to The Light Show on Relevant Radio. Your support this week of Relevant Radio is a direct way of participating in what Pope John Paul II defined as the new evangelization. By reaching thousands of Chicago listeners each day through these powerful airwaves, those who are drawn to the Catholic Church or even have a curiosity can learn about the glorious promise, hope, and truth of Christ's love for all of us. Please support the station that supports your faith. Call 1-877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. If you're a first-time donor and call during this hour, your donation will be matched 2-for-1. That means your donation will be tripled. Call now, 877-291-0123 or visit relevantradio.com. Thanks for your support of Relevant Radio.
And Father John Cusick and a whole number of our listeners today. Thanks so much to those of you who have called. We really appreciate your participation. And again, we are the outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. You can reach us by contacting our office directly, 312 312- 866-9473 or by jumping onto our website, yamchicago.org.
And Kate, when we asked through our email network, young adults, to talk about the saints of ordinary life, before we answer the question, who was the one named most, there was a very touching one we received from Nora. She said, a saint in my everyday life is Butch. Butch is a homeless vet who lives on the streets of Rogers Park. Because he is always positive about life, and when I am having a bad day, I think of him, and it is all put in perspective. He is a Vietnam vet, coaching Iraq vets through their troubles and doing it all while homeless and sober. And that's just a role model. That's somebody who just the love of God flows through for Nora. And Nora, we thank you for sharing that with us. All right, Kate, I'm going to ask you the question. You have to answer it.
Well, let me do a couple of other
Absolutely.
Things. We heard from a whole number of people, and among our top responses were husbands and wives, men and women religious who accepted the calling to serve God, priests who spread the truth even though it's not necessarily what people want to hear. A number of people said Pope John Paul II, major, major influence in people's lives. People referred to teen club experiences, youth ministry people that have supported us along the way. They referred to mentors, people that have made a difference in their lives, people who have helped them to become who they truly are. Thomas Merton was on the list. Mother Teresa was mentioned numerous times as well.
Great.
All right, and now grandmothers were mentioned a whole bunch of times. And
however,
Father Cusick, go ahead.
The most often named saint of
saint
everyday
of
life
yes.
is mom.
Yeah.
And Joe mentioned this when he said he was coming back from Mass in St. Infant Jesus of Prague. And we've got some wonderful testimonies of the saintliness of some of our moms.
Yes.
Celeste writes, lots of people have been saint-like in my life, but the most constant is my mom. She is most saint-like to me. She has always been a prayer warrior. She gave up her career for her six children, then went back to school, became an attorney, and along with making a modest living with her personal practice, she helps the less fortunate with minor legal issues and makes house calls to the handicapped for legal and humanitarian needs. She does a lot of favors for me and is very, very supportive. Like the Blessed Virgin Mary for intercessory prayer, she is good at talking to my dad before I have to approach him with some of my issues. And Tom writes, I'd like to say that my mom is a saint for me in everyday life. She loves unconditionally, and she has a lot to take care of with five children, four grandchildren, and an ailing mom. She prays diligently and attends Mass daily. I do not know where she gets her strength, but I really do know from the Lord. Peace. Thanks, Thomas, very much. And here's one I imagine that can speak probably to the child in every one of us. My mom truly is a living saint. She brought seven children in 8 years to this world, and each one of her children would tell you amazing stories of her love and faith. She has helped raise all 17 of her grandchildren, always with love and faith. My mom lives her faith. There are countless people who have been served by her quiet ministry. Anywhere from bringing communion to those who cannot be at Mass, delivering her homemade soup or Irish soda bread to many who needed a lift, loving reaching out so that to so many in need, but always without the world knowing. People may describe my Ma as quiet, but her life speaks volumes to her dedication to our Lord, her husband of 49 years, her children and grandchildren, her parish and her community. Anyone who has been blessed to know my mother has met someone who lives her life for God each and every day.
So moms, know that all that you do makes a difference, and dads and grandmas and grandpas and godmoms and godmoms, goddads, and all of us, especially for our children, who we are and what we do makes a difference. So to live our lives as saints, that's the goal.
And we hope that this morning, for a little while, we've had a chance to get your mind stimulated a little bit. And if there are people who have come to mind who are the saints of our church, who are your patrons, or the saints of your ordinary lives, wouldn't it be great next week at Thanksgiving Mass, we commend them to God and say a very, very special prayer of thanks for the saints of our everyday lives and the saints and the heroes of our Catholic faith for the past 2,000 years.
And just a quick commercial about upcoming happenings through Young Adult Ministry. Our yacht clubs are continuing. Yacht stands for Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together. And tomorrow, Thursday, Miss Sue Geegan is going to give a wonderful talk in the Northwest Suburbs in Schaumburg on walking the social mission. So she's going to give a talk on saintly acts in our lives and how we can continue to do great things. Another yacht club that is currently happening meets in Orland Park out southwest. And on Tuesday, December 11th, I have the privilege of going out to talk about how to keep Christmas alive during the chaos of the season, how to keep the calm of Advent alive during the chaos of the Christmas season. So we invite you to be part of that. We are continuing with our first Sunday of the month masses, and it will be the first Sunday of Advent when we come together at Old St. Patrick's Church for Mass and a continental breakfast.
At 11:15.
At 11:15. And all of the details about all of our upcoming programs are posted on our website, again, yamchicago.org.
And before we have the opportunity to be back with you on the second Wednesday of the month of December, we're going to give you a heads up that early on in Advent, you're going to find a special Advent reflection of the songs of the season, prayers, readings, understanding of Advent, which is going to be downloadable to your computer or to any of your MP3 players as a way of staying in touch with the sacredness of the Advent season. And then I believe if we have enough time and the courage, we're also going to put up a very special one-hour tribute to Christ at Christmas. Again, we're going to be able to put that on our website. Please look for it. We'll send an email out to those of you on our list, and our web address is yamchicago.org.
And you can always get added to that list. Just jump onto our website or give us a call at 312-466-9473. And we thought it fitting, as we are celebrating the saints, to end our show today with a litany of the saints. So we invite you to pray now with us.
And when we name our saint, we're going to ask all of us in our cars, in our homes, in our offices, the two of us around these microphones, to respond, pray for us.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Holy angels of God,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saints Peter and Paul,
pray for us. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton,
pray for us.
Saint John,
pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene,
pray for us.
Saint Stephen,
pray for us.
Saint Ignatius,
pray for us.
Saint Maria Goretti,
pray for us. Saint Bernadette,
pray for us.
Saints Perpetua and Felicity,
pray for us.
Saint Hildegard,
pray for us.
Saint Anthony,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Saint Philomena,
pray for us. Saint Catherine,
pray for us.
Saint Clare,
pray for us.
Saint Augustine,
pray for us.
Saint Juan Diego,
pray for us.
Saint Brendan,
pray for us.
Saint Thomas More,
pray for us. Saint Joan of Arc,
pray for us.
Saint Padre Pio,
pray for us.
Saint Jude,
pray for us.
Saint Benedict,
pray for us.
Saints Francis and Dominic,
pray for us.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe,
pray for us. Saint John Vianney,
pray for us.
Saint Catherine,
pray for us.
Saint Teresa,
pray for us.
Saint Raphael,
pray for us.
Saint Monica,
pray for us.
All you saints of God,
pray for us. Lord, be merciful.
Lord, save us
from all harm.
Lord, save us
from every sin.
Lord, save us
from all temptations.
Lord, save us from everlasting death.
Lord, save us
by your coming among us.
Lord, save us
by your death and rising to new life.
Lord, save us
by your gift of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, save us. Be merciful to us sinners.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Guide and protect your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep our Pope and the clergy in faithful service to your church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring all people together in trust and peace.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Strengthen us in your service.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Be blessed.